Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined by Ali Kafel, VP of Business Development for Service Provider Cloud and NFV Solutions at Stratus. Welcome, Ali.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
So, Ali, why don't you just start by talking a little bit about Stratus and how you guys fit into the network arena and where your particular group fits in within Stratus?
So Stratus is really a high availability and fault-tolerant experts. We've been for the last 30 years. We started in the hardware side. We built, and we still build, fault-tolerant hardware systems based on Intel, of course. But what I'm really talking about is software-based. So the last 5 years or so, the company has done a good job transitioning technology into software. So what we do today and what we're showing here is really a software-based, highly resilient, fault-tolerant infrastructure for KVM and OpenStack environment.
And that's an interesting and hot topic right now, the high resiliency, high availability within OpenStack. Can you tell me a little bit about how the game has changed in terms of moving from a hardware-based environment to software when it comes to high availability and high resiliency? And what are the challenges within that transition?
The world, as we all know, is moving towards software.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole movement with NFV is about making network functions virtualized on a software infrastructure. The challenge has been, quite honestly, if you look at traditional network functions, like a traditional switch or router, it's been based on a proprietary built hardware, and the equipment providers have done a good job putting resiliency into hardware. But when you move into software, the resiliency is not in software because traditionally it's been built into the hardware. So one of the challenges that VNF vendors have today is how do I add resiliency into the VNF? So what some of them have tried to do is embed it into the VNF itself, which has a lot of challenges because it takes a lot of work to do that. It increases the risk, and of course it increases the time. So what we've done is really made that easier for the VNF providers. And what it also means is for the telcos, the service providers, they can deploy any VNF today, whether it has resiliency built in or not. They can deploy it on the software-based fault-tolerant system from Stratus that enhances KVM,
mm-hmm.
and it instantaneously becomes highly resilient, which they always need before they can deploy a solution in their network.
Can you tell us a little bit about KVM and why that's an important ingredient as part of your solution?
Sure. KVM, as you know, is open source. It's a hypervisor, and today NFV is based on KVM, and the carriers have made it very, very clear that open source is the way they want to go,
mm-hmm.
and that's why KVM is so important. But today, it doesn't have resiliency built in, and that's what we've solved.
We've got the OpenStack Summit coming up in a couple of weeks in Tokyo. If we dial back the clock to Vancouver, there was a lot of talk about network capabilities, and especially carrier-grade network capabilities in OpenStack, and the importance of keeping that effort as part of the main OpenStack platform and not forking those capabilities. Can you tell me a little bit about how the industry has responded to that and what you see around OpenStack innovation that gives you confidence that we can actually deliver these capabilities in a way that delivers on the OpenStack platform itself?
You know, OpenStack, as we know, it's a great platform for cloud,
mm-hmm.
But it's not specific to the telco market. So therefore, there are things missing in it, specifically resiliency, that needs to be added. So the carriers have made it very clear that they need resiliency in OpenStack. And that's part of the reason, you know, obviously work Intel has done, work that the OPNFV community is doing, is about taking the requirements for the carriers and making sure that it somehow gets embedded into OpenStack. One thing I would like to mention, though, a lot of the work that has been done so far on availability in OpenStack is being about creating the interface in OpenStack so that the VNFs themselves detect issues so that they can deal with it. And we don't really believe that that makes a whole lot of sense, because you're now putting the burden of resiliency in the application itself when that application, whatever it is, it could be a firewall, it could be a DDoS solution or whatnot. Their expertise is not resiliency. Their expertise is whatever function it is that they provide. So that's mm-hmm. why we don't believe it should be left to the VNF itself.
Interesting. Now, you have two solutions that I want to talk to you about. You've got Everrun and the Stratus Fault Tolerant Cloud.
Yes. Yes.
Why don't we break those down and you can tell me about each one. Do you want to start with Everon?
So Everon was developed several years ago for a KVM environment.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, the transformation towards NFV, you know, multiple steps. First is to convert it to software. The next is to do it in a virtualized environment. So Everon is about deploying solutions in a VM-only environment.
Okay.
Or KVM-only environment. Whereas the second product, the Stratus Vault Horizon Cloud solution, is about deploying it in a KVM environment that is also cloud-ready, i.e. OpenStack.
And when you look at your customer base today, where are they aiming for their initial deployments? Are you seeing folks taking the step more towards Everon at this point? Or are you seeing people saying, you know, I really want to get to that full benefit of cloud-based. I'm going to go for the OpenStack environment.
The reality is everybody wants to deploy a cloud solution
mm-hmm.
because, you know, at the end of the day, it has more benefits. But the reality is many applications are not quite there yet. They've virtualized their solution. They haven't made it OpenStack friendly yet. And that's why the Everon solution is a good fit for those customers. And those that have gone to OpenStack, then obviously the cloud solution is better. So I would say it's a mix right now. I don't know whether I would say most of it is VM only, but I would say a good number are still just VM only and trying to go towards an OpenStack environment.
Where do you think we could be doing more? You mentioned maybe not trying to drive certain capabilities into products that weren't designed for them. That's one. But what else do you think the industry needs to do over the next year to get customers to that next level of confidence to be deploying these NFV-based solutions?
We know one of the things that NFV does for us, it allows carriers to try before you buy or before you go full commitment. So I think the carriers need to try some new players that are not the traditional incumbents. If you listen to the big carriers, some of them are still working with just the traditional names. And others are starting to say, you know what? I'm going to look at startups. I'm going to look at companies that haven't been the incumbents, and I'm going to try them because they have some cool, interesting solution. Maybe it's not fully baked yet, but I'm going to give it a try. I think that's going to help innovation. That's going to help transformation towards NFV, which really needs a bit more help right now in terms of going further.
One of the stats that I love about the Intel Network Builders program is that we have over 180 members. There weren't that many companies in existence when we launched Network Builders to even target for being part of the program. So it just shows the excitement around new companies coming in with fresh ideas. And, you know, that really does speed innovation when you've got new entrants into the marketplace.
Yeah.
You're also a member of the Network Builders program. Can you tell me a little bit about your engagement there and where you see benefit?
We see a lot of benefits, both from technology help that we're getting from Intel, but also in terms of call it marketing, call it relationship building help. We're using Intel technologies such as DPDK, Intel processors, of course, but from a software perspective, DPDK, OVS, and mm-hmm. so on. But on the marketing side, you know, one of the things that I really like is the opportunity for me to learn about what other vendors or software providers are doing so that I can leverage them. Very simply, earlier this week, I got a book from you folks with all of your partners and their contact information. That's an incredible tool for me. So, you know, one of the things I'm going to do when I get back is start reaching out to those folks. So that's really very helpful.
That's fantastic. And, you know, that speaks to the importance of companies working together, given that this is an open source industry standard technology transition around interoperability.
Right.
So, Ali, if folks want to get more information about your solutions,
yes.
Where would you suggest sending them?
Either go to our website, stratus.com, or actually reach out to me personally, ali.cafel@stratus.com.
Well, Ali, it was great to spend some time with you today. Very exciting to see what Stratus is doing in the networking arena. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.